This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, one of Ukraine's most recognizable faces on the international stage, has submitted his resignation ahead of an expected major government reshuffle. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Kuleba did not give a reason for stepping down. His resignation will be discussed by lawmakers at their next session. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky indicated last week that a reshuffle was imminent, with the war poised to enter a critical stage and as its 1,000-day mark looms in November. Meanwhile, Russian strikes killed at least 7 people in the Ukrainian city of Lviv near the Polish border, a day after one of the deadliest missile attacks since the war began. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
President Zelensky said on Wednesday that Ukraine needed, quote-unquote, new energy, as he ordered the biggest government reshuffle since the start of the war against Russia. Israeli strikes hit targets of the Iranian-backed Hezbollah movement in Lebanon on Wednesday after dozens of missiles were fired into northern Israel, starting fires but causing no significant damage, the military said. The military also said around 65 projectiles were fired from Lebanon, some of which were intercepted by Israel's aerial defense systems and some of which fell into open areas. Emergency services were dealing with fires caused by falling projectiles, it said. There were no reports of casualties. A damning report on a deadly London high-rise fire said residents were let down by dishonest companies, weak or incompetent regulators, and complacent government. It called the Grenfell Tower a death trap where 72 people lost their lives. The 2017 blaze in West London was the deadliest fire on British soil since World War II. For additional stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A former New York governor's aide has been arrested and accused of secretly working for China. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Linda Sun, a former aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, was charged with secretly acting as an agent of the Chinese government in exchange for millions of dollars in compensation and gifts. Both Sun and her husband, Chris Hu, were arrested Tuesday morning. Each pleaded not guilty to the criminal charges. Federal prosecutors in Brooklyn said that while working in state government, Sun blocked representatives of the Taiwanese government from meeting with officials and sought to arrange for a high-level New York state official to visit China. In exchange, Chinese government representatives allegedly arranged for millions of dollars in transactions for Sun's husband, who had business activities in China.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. The United States Justice Department has announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other militants in connection with the October 7th rampage in Israel.
For financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said on Tuesday the charges would not be the last. Pope Francis has embarked on an 11-day four-nation trip through tropical Southeast Asia and Oceania that will test his stamina and health. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield has more.
Pope Francis is on the longest trip of his pontificate. He's visiting Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. By the end of the trip on September 13th, he will have covered nearly 33,000 kilometers, making it one of the longest papal trips in history.
AP correspondent Nicole Winfield. A Greenland court decides Wednesday whether to keep U.S.-Canadian anti-whaling activist Paul Watson in custody pending a decision on his extradition to Japan, where he is wanted over an altercation with whalers. Lamia Asemalali is the president of Sea Shepherd France and a Watson supporter.
This is a question of revenge, that we have a country like Japan that has been acting as an eco-terrorist in Antarctica and that is tracking down a whistleblower, you know, and an activist that has been enforcing the law.
Watson was detained in July on a 2012 Japanese arrest warrant, which accuses him of causing damage to one of its whaling ships in the Antarctic in 2010 and injuring a whaler. Residents in northeastern Nigeria say at least 100 villagers were killed when suspected Boko Haram Islamic extremists opened fire on a market, on worshippers, and in people's homes. Officials gave a much lower death toll of 34, a common occurrence. Local media reported that the extremists claimed responsibility. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.